Who thought the Cold War was over after the collapse of the Soviet Union may think twice. The United States will start deploying longer-range missiles in Germany in 2026. Both nations announced at the NATO Military Alliance Summit in Washington that they will counter what they call a growing threat Russia poses to Europe. The decision will see Germany host the most powerful US weapons based on the European continent since the official end of the Cold War, as a clear warning to Russian President Vladimir Putin. In a statement, the United States and Germany said the episodic deployments were in preparation for longer-term stationing in Europe of capabilities that would include SM-6, Tomahawk and developmental hypersonic weapons with greater range. The move would have been banned under the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty signed by the US and the Soviet Union in 1987. But that accord collapsed in 2019, raising fears of a renewed arms race between nuclear superpowers Russia and the United States with its allies. Additionally, a NATO declaration said the 32 alliance member states intend to provide Ukraine with at least 40 billion euros, nearly $43.3 billion, in military aid within the next year. The document also strengthened past NATO language on China, calling it a decisive enabler of Russia's war effort in Ukraine and saying Beijing continues to pose systematic challenges to Euro-Atlantic security. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters it was the first time the 32 allies had jointly labeled China a decisive enabler of Russia's war and called it an important message.
32 allies states very clearly that China is a decisive enabler of Russia's illegal war against Ukraine. We represent 50% of the world economy together, and it's first time that all NATO allies states this so clearly in an agreed document.
Distinguished guests, the President of the United States. Invité distingué.
U.S. President Joe Biden was warmly welcomed before his speech on Tuesday, in which he said that the NATO military alliance was stronger than it's ever been and that Ukraine can and will stop Russian leader Putin with what he called our full collective support.
Today, NATO's better resourced than it ever has been. I want to pause on this because it's significant. In the year 2020, the year I was elected president, only 9 NATO allies were spending 2% of their defense GDP on defense. This year, 23 will spend at least 2%.
However, diplomats fear that this may have been the last NATO summit of U.S. President Biden, who is physically and politically frail. Republican presidential candidate Donald J. Trump, who is expected to return to the White House, has questioned the amount of aid given to Ukraine to fight Russia's invasion and U.S. support for allies generally. Trump told Fox News Radio he would not pull the U.S. out of NATO, but reiterated that he wanted members to, in his words, pay their bills.
For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.